Rafael Machine, may I help you?
Hey, good morning. This is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. Is Gene in?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay. He's a hard guy to get a hold of.
Oh, yeah, he's doing some projects at his house, so he's not here very much.
Okay, this is Bob, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Bob, we spoke about a few days ago. I'm trying to get in contact with him. Do you happen to know if he's looking to bring on any new equipment for the year's end? Has he mentioned anything like that for the business? Has he kind of had his eyes out on something?
Yeah,
or?
It's been kind of slow, so I don't think so. But
what's been going on in this?
I've seen him buy equipment before, but one machine that he did buy, he actually sold at the beginning of the year. We didn't have no work for it.
Okay. How's the businessman hanging up this year? Like, are you guys?
This has been a bad year for him. It started to pick up a couple weeks ago.
Why was it a bad year? What had happened?
Well, he brought on a partner, and then him and the partner didn't get along, so he had to get rid of him. And then one of the companies that we were doing a lot of work for, that they worked for Cooper Cameron here in the Falls, and they sold out to Ingersoll Rand. They lost all their work, so we lost the work they were giving us. So it hasn't been a good year.
Right. I can definitely see that. I mean, once you lose a major customer, it kind of hurts the business, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
And it sucks, too, because, I mean, that's, you know, you're relying on them for the work that definitely pushes the business farther.
That's for sure.
Curious question here. Do you know when Gene does the finances for the business? Like, when's a typical time that he normally brings on equipment? Is it more as a as-needed basis? Or
it's at the end of the year, you know, or like a couple of years ago when they had that government program where you could write it all off. He did that because you could do that.
Well,
so,
why don't I do this?
Does it?
Bob, do you mind taking down my information? Because that government program, it's called Section 179. It's actually in the tax code. It still goes on. It's still occurring, and hence why I'm kind of giving a call, because I want to see if he's looking to do that this year. Maybe he wants to write down some of the taxes, because that's that's what he can do. Do you mind if I leave a message for him with you? You can write down my...
You know what you got to do? Why don't you do... You got his email address?
Yeah, I emailed him, but I haven't gotten anything back, because I wasn't sure if it went straight to the spam folder or anything like that, so I've been trying to get a hold of him... I call him.
The only other thing is if you hang up and call back, we won't answer the phone, or you can leave him a voicemail on the answering machine.
Yeah, you know what? Let me do that. I'm gonna hang up, call back, and leave a voicemail. So
yeah, it takes about 4 or 5 rings before the voicemail comes on.
Okay, perfect. I'll do that then.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Bob.